Father, I think they intend to ram.
We're going for the bridge.
I thought we were too far inside to take a laser hit.
We are. That was something else.
Work that water tied in over there. Come on, keep it moving. Look out. It's ready to blow.
But they could still be alive. You can't just leave them there.
The Galactica is doomed.
Just don't get careless. You lose your grip just once and you'll be floating in space forever.
Yeah, thanks for reminding us, Sheba.
We'd have to operate because there's a fragment lodged into the wall of his heart.
But then operate. There is no way that I'm going to open up his or anyone else's chest under these conditions.
Well, Boxy, you did it to me again.
Yeah, isn't this fun, Athena?
Well, that's a pretty easy thing to say when you're winning, Boxy.
Hey, Boomer, what are you doing in the Rejuvenation Center? I thought Blue Squadron was on alert.
Well, even Blue Squadron pilots get a furlong once in a while. Now all I have to do for the next 24 centaurs is relax.
Want to play compartment boyars with me? I'm pretty good.
Oh. You're on. And if you beat me, I got a surprise for you.
It's Mushy.
How's the guy keep a secret around here?
You can't with Muffy around. I just trained him to sniff out Mushy.
Commander, looks like a Cylon combat probe. Probably from that base ship we eluded 10 centaurs ago.
Launch Blue Squadron to intercept.
Mounting a major attack.
Launch all squadrons. Colonel Ty, prepare the Galactica for heavy attack. Secure all compartments.
An all-out attack. Okay, everybody, just go back to what you were doing. Nobody's going anywhere until this thing's over.
Why did they close the doors?
Well, so that if one part of the Galactica gets hit, it won't affect the rest of the ship.
That prevents the oxygen from escaping if the hull is pierced, Bugsy.
I'm not afraid. My dad will protect us from those old Cylons.
Loose track leader to Galactica. This is no probe.
Affirmative. All squadrons have been launched to assist.
There must be 100 of them.
Give us more to shoot at. Let's go.
Ignore the colonial vipers.
And then it's fighting back. What are they up to?
I don't know, but let's take advantage of it.
Where's that help?
They're right behind us.
All squadrons engaged, sir. But something's wrong. We're outnumbered, but blowing them out of the skies. They don't seem to be fighting back.
Galactica, this is Apollo. Two from the first wave have broken through.
Our laser turrets will take care of them.
Father, I think they intend to ram.
Positive shield now.
Micron to impact coordinates.
He's going for the bridge. Galactica Bridge, this is Apollo. Come in. Come in! Galactica Bridge, he's heading for the landing bay. I can't get him in time.
5 microns to impact.
He's gonna ram.
We are. That was something else.
Apollo calling Commander Adama. Come in. Come in.
Commander. Adama. Get Dr. Selig fast. Dama.
Report.
I don't know yet, Commander.
Damage.
It's bad. Those Cylon fighters must have been packed with solenoid. But we'll make it. The Boroton mist handled what fire there was.
Colonel Ty! Deep scan has been knocked out. Internal communications, too.
We've lost deep scan. We're setting up an emergency radio system right now. See what can be done about internal communications. And I want those scanners operational as soon as possible.
Colonel, the scanners have headed. They're completely destroyed.
Vipers will be our eyes.
Inform the pilots.
Yes, sir.
Man's taking a lot of fragments. Get the commander to life center at once.
Where's that Boratine in over there?
Request instructions.
Two squadrons will remain flying at all times.
On a rotating basis. Blue and red squadrons cleared for starboard landing bay.
Colonel, Energizer number one destroyed. Number two now operating at maximum capacity. Boraton missed control center destroyed. Fire out of control in Alpha Deck, Beta and Gamma sections. All personnel have been evacuated in fire areas, except for those in the rejuvenation center. It's been cut off.
How many in there?
About 20. Including Boomer and the commander's daughter and his grandson.
See, the telecom's dead.
First aid supplies have been destroyed, too.
Look!
Boomer.
Break out the life masks.
They were destroyed with the first aid supplies.
No, it's a fire, and it's a bad one.
Everybody, get over to the other side of the compartment. Move!
All of those who aren't injured, please help those who are.
Easy. Right here.
Crack!
The impact must have twisted the bulkhead just enough to jam the door.
What are the chances of that other door holding?
About as much as the Cylons throwing me a birthday party. If I can get this one open, we can get into the storage compartment. Close it behind us. Life masks in there, too.
How are you going to do it?
It doesn't show in my file, Athena. When I was a kid on Caprica, I hot-linked more hovermobiles than there are doors on this ship.
But if the fire can get through that door, you can get through this one, too.
By that time, we'll all be through into the next compartment.
And the next one, and the next one. How long before you think you can do it?
Well, if this were a hovermobile, I could tell you to the micron. But this thing, I don't know.
Oh.
don't you take a rest period? It's all right. I'll watch you for a while.
Please, tell the commander we tried. We really tried. Just couldn't reach him.
Couldn't reach who?
His daughter and grandson. The Rejuvenation Center.
Boxy and Athena?
And Boomer, too. I saw them go in there right before the attack. We tried, but the fire...
Oh, my God.
Where is he?
Yes. Comfortable?
We go back, Fitzy.
We took some casualties. We took some damage. Nothing that can't be repaired. Including you. Rest, Adama. You need rest. Lifeguard has him stabilized, but he's very weak. After all this is over, I'm going to have to operate because there's a fragment lodged under the wall of his heart, and it's very bad.
Well, then operate. Right now.
Now, you listen to me, son. Unless I have no choice, there is no way that I'm going to open up his or anyone else's chest under these conditions. The fire has knocked out one energizer. And if the other one goes as well it may, all of the equipment will go out. I don't think you want me poking around your father's heart with a laser scalpel at a time like that. Now be brief, please.
Apollo.
Tried to get him sooner, but he was too far ahead of us.
It wasn't your fault.
Can I do anything for you?
You're doing it. Just by being here. I want to see Athena. Boxy.
Sorry, but the doctor says no more visitors.
I'll be all right. I'll be fine.
Right, Apollo. I'll stay with him.
I'll be on the bridge.
Nothing you can do?
I'm sorry, Apollo. We couldn't get to them. Even if we had, all the doors in that section are jammed.
But there must be a way at least to find out if they're alive.
Internal communications have been restored on this side of the fire. Everything on the other side is still out.
Colonel, they're still alive. How long could they last? The truth.
I don't know. The fire is rapidly consuming oxygen in that area of the ship. Once it's gone, they'll have to rely on their life masks.
When the door opens, get him through as quickly as possible.
Was set. Now, when this door opens, if it opens, we get Boxy and the injured through first, and then the rest of you.
Make it fast. I don't know how long I'll be able to keep it open.
Boomer, the fire, the door.
Wish this were a hovermobile.
Oh, no.
Wait a micron. I think I got it figured out. Change the wave lawn. This ought to do it. With that, burn out the motor so it'll never open. Here we go.
Here we go, Mark. Three.
Come on, hurry up! Move it! Move, move! Let's go! Grab the wounded! Let's go, Athena!
Boomer, what about you?
Get going, move! Foxy, it looks like I mashed your mushy.
His telecom's dead. Boomer, there's only 5 life masks.
Okay, we'll save them until we need them, and then we'll all take turns. Now let's check out this door.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's red hot.
Bay, the fire separates, advancing here through beta section. Towards the energizer and here through gamma section.
Toward the solium storage tanks.
And if it reaches them, we go up like a supernova.
Colonel, take a look at this. This duct system interconnects the rejuvenation center with some other areas of the ship, including right here, the bridge.
I'm sorry, Captain. These ducts are too small for a person to get through.
An adult, but what about a small boy?
No, Boomer would never take a chance like that with Boxy's life.
You could send Muffy.
It wouldn't do any good.
Why not?
I'll show you. That duct system leads in 8 or 9 different directions, terminating in 30 or more compartments, only one of which is here on the bridge. The chance of the Daggett coming out here is less than remote.
Then send men to the other compartments. Have them wait until Muffy shows up.
I can't afford to send anyone in any compartment. I barely have enough manpower right now to run the ship and fight the fire. I'm sorry, Apollo. Even if I thought there was a chance.
But they could still be alive. You can't just leave them there.
Apollo, if the fire reaches the Energizer or the Solium, either one, the Galactica is doomed. All our resources must go to preventing that.
I'm sorry, Colonel. We may delay it, but in the end, we can't prevent it. The oxygen in each compartment draws the fire further and further into the ship, like a magnet. The only way we can stop it is to drown it in Boraton.
We have Boraton?
Yes, sir, but to make it work, we have to smother the whole fire at the same time. With enough high pressure, we could do that in all of the other areas, but not the landing bay. There's no way to reach it.
Hold on, I have an idea. We could replace the turbo lasers and 3 of our Vipers with mega pressure pumps from the damaged energizer, fill them with Boraton, and connect them to the firing mechanism.
It would be like a strafing run.
Exactly. With 3 of us making continuous runs, we could flood that bay with Boraton.
I never thought of the mega pressure pumps. I could use one of them to boost the pressure in our internal hose system.
Do it.
Yes, sir.
Apollo, you're gonna be okay.
They'll probably be waiting when we get back.
If this works. Now remember, this Boraton is heavy, so we're overloaded. When you pull up after your run, watch it or the increased G-factor will slam you right into the hull.
Boraton flight cleared to launch when ready.
Acknowledged.
Aquamarillo case will protect the note.
Okay, Bugsy.
Go get help, Bugsy. I know you could do it.
Starbuck, then you, then Sheba. Let's make it good.
I'm right behind you, Apollo.
Let's go.
Yes, sir, Colonel, right away. The Vipers are into their first run. Start the mega pressure pump.
Factors are worse than I thought.
Yeah, thanks for the warning, but I still have to get in close to do any good. Starbuck, your angle's too steep.
This is easier than shooting at Cylons.
Pull up, Starbuck, pull up! I thought you weren't gonna make it.
Yeah, I know exactly what I was doing.
This one has to do it, Sheba. Make it good.
I will.
We got it. We got the landing bay. Now it's up to the guys inside to put the rest of it out.
Did what you could. Switch to the regular pumps. Keep me advised.
We didn't get it.
With each one.
Prepare to operate.
What about the power drops?
Cassiopeia, they're already killing him. We just let him lie in that life pod. He doesn't have a chance in the Centura. I'll notify Ty. I'll be an ultrasonic scrub.
We've got to keep it away from the Energizer!
Ah!
fix you up.
How bad is it, Tom?
You'll come through fine. Just fine.
I know about the fire.
It's bad, Adama. We can't put the fire out.
There's a way. Drastic way. There's nothing else. Let the vacuum of space smother it. Put explosive charges on the hull. Blow hole. Deprive fire of its oxygen.
There may be people trapped in there. Without oxygen, they'd never survive.
You really believe Athena Boxy is still alive?
How did you know?
I overheard a great deal.
I'm sorry, Colonel. It's time.
Ty. Put your best people on the job. It may be our last chance.
Yes, sir.
Mushies sent up here.
Yes, sir.
Has now crossed its defensive line at compartment 31 in both beta and gamma sections.
Then he has no choice but to fall back to his final lines in compartment 43 in both sections.
Sir, the fire has spread laterally. The defensive line now extends through delta, alpha, and theta section also.
Five full sections of flame and nowhere else to fall back to.
finite microlaser.
When you're near the heart wall.
I know. Amplify the laser to operating mode.
Get him out of there! Hurry! Watch your footing, it's slippery!
Colonel, the temperature in the energizer compartment has reached the critical level.
Solium storage is just as bad. If we can just get those charges set and blow them in time.
Apollo, we're running out of time.
Colonel, just another 15 centons.
I don't know if we have it.
How about blowing the charges we have set now?
Negative. Unless we blow them in exactly the calculated pattern, our gyros will go wild. We must do it in time.
Keep me posted. Colonel, look.
I don't believe it. We made it.
There were a better way to get them these masks. Without them, they're not going to have a chance.
I just hope he can get back in time. When the hull blows, they'll lose whatever oxygen they have. Muffy, find Boxy. Boxy. Apollo? Muffy's on his way back with the life masks.
Thank you, sir. Five more centons, Colonel.
If I had a choice, I'd say no. Could make the difference.
We're setting the last one now. This charge has a magnetic base. I'll pull myself across with it. There's a handhold just up from the other side. I'll get back that way. Don't worry about me. I'll see you inside.
Thank you.
he won't let us down, Athena.
From the smoke at the fire.
Everybody to the other side of the compartment. They're gonna blow the hull. Come on, move! Over here, let's go!
Explosion must have gotten them.
I refuse to believe that. I won't give up. I'm going to keep looking for them. Colonel Ty, I see them. I see them.
Apollo, Starbuck, hang on. We're sending a shuttle.
Colonel, my family.
They're all safe. Including your father.
So am I. Thanks to Starbuck. I guess I just can't stand you going anywhere without me.
I know just how you feel, Foxy. But Dr. Wilker built Muffy in the first place. And I'm sure he can build another one just like him.
But it won't really be Muffy.
Oh, yes, he will. He'll look just like him. He'll be identical.
That's not what I mean.
Foxy.
I told you I'd make it through. didn't I? At least I think I did. I hope you recommend Boomer for decoration. He pulled them all through.
Thank you.
We did have one casualty, I'm afraid.
Luffy's never coming back, Dad.
Want a bet?
Real proud of him, kid. He saved that firefighter's life. Dragged him out of a burning compartment just in time.
So that's why you ran back into the duct.
I'm glad he saved somebody. But he got burned awful badly.
Don't worry, Dr. Wilker will fix him up just as good as he was before.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.